I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on WFAN New York City. And on the line right now, we're going to have a conversation with one of the newest New York Mets. We're going to have a conversation with someone who's also an owner of a football team. We'll talk about it. He's heavy into digital. It's my main man, Trevor May. Trevor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to hop on. We know we've been dealing with 2020 and 2021, and a lot of it has been digital and based on social media. How has your experience as a New York Met been just over this past month or so?
It's been great. I'm excited to be I was excited to be that first guy and watch the dominoes fall behind me, you know, with Frankie Lindor and Cookie and McCann and probably other people. We'll find out. It's a good time to be a Met. The fan base is fired up. Everyone's excited about new ownership and the direction this team's going. So there's ever a time to join the New York Mets is right now, and I'm happy to be aboard that train for sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Trevor. It's time to make people hop aboard the bandwagon. It's a good look right now, especially with Daddy Warbucks, as I call him, Steve Cohen, now owning the team. And you've talked about how just him being interactive kind of was one of the things that led you towards being more attractive to the New York Mets. How much do you value that to say that the owner is kind of tangible? He's not some dude who sits up on a mountain or a hill and doesn't care.
Yeah, it's being a huge fan your whole life is a big, big part of it, and professing that like yourself, you know, it's not just like a rumor, right? On social media and stuff. That's just like, that's just where the world's going for me. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, it's been in the news a lot about the negativity around social media, but I think that there's two sides to that coin. You know, in the entertainment business, it's really important that people are enjoying themselves and enjoying the product that you're giving them. And it starts with him. He's the top of the pyramid. The game's changing. All sports are changing the way the games are played and portrayed and all that kind of stuff. It's evolving. And, you know, he's taken that in stride and evolving with it. I think that's a super, super cool thing to see first and foremost, but at the same time, you know, he just exudes that he's part of that fan base. The fan base has been clamoring for certain things and he basically just came out the gate and said, "Hey guys, I'm right here. I am one of you. Like I could be out in the crowd with you, doing the same thing. I'm thinking the same way as you. And I have some power to make a lot of these things happen." So he's sending that message. Everyone's taking it loud and clear. I know how many times I've been tweeted, like I got the biggest smile on my face. And I know from what I've heard from a lot of people, that hasn't always been the case. So, it's great that he's leading that charge, and it's exciting for me because I'm huge on access, and I'm huge on like being creative with on the field stuff and before the game and after the game stuff and activating for fans and being available for them in all kinds of different ways. And he seems like the type of guy that would be open to a lot of those type of ideas. So that's exciting for me just from understanding how the business is working behind the scenes. That's something that's just an interest to me of mine, and understanding how it all works. And it's exciting.
Trevor May is on the line with us, one of the newest New York Mets. So you talk about how the game has changed. And I know you grew up a Mariners fan up in Washington, and the game is different. We don't see, you know, Garcia and Jamie Moyer and Randy Johnson going out there just giving you, you know, 8 and 9. And you being a reliever, when you take a look at how the game has changed over the past 20 years to, you know, what we've seen with the Mariners, what are your thoughts on how the game has adjusted?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, really you're seeing it with a lot of guys. So give a little preface here before a lot of guys want to stay starters for a long time. You want to stay a starter because when you get to the major leagues, frankly, starters just have much better earning potential long term. So, you know, being like a middling starter or a starter that's just like good enough to be in the big leagues, but isn't leading a staff, you could make a lot more money in your career than being a, you know, the best closer in the league. It's like comparable. So It was always preferable. Now that shift is changing. So for people's careers, being a reliever isn't so bad anymore for your long-term career. You can maximize your earning potential in the short window you have relieving now. And that shift is happening. So that's great for me, because I was a guy who switched fairly recently in the last few years to being a full-time reliever. But once you understand that, it's interesting to see how big of a value certain innings of the game are being given now. And now you want your most shut down arms to throw in those innings. So when you do that, you start to identify times when you might go into the game, and it helps to kind of iron out what your role is. And then when you got a bunch of guys down there that can do it, like I was very fortunate to be part of a very good bullpen the last couple of years in Minnesota with like four or five guys who could pitch, who could all get saves and could all throw, you know, in the ninth, eighth, all the way down to the fourth inning. And we did. And seeing that shift, it gives relievers more value that they add to a game, which is always good in my opinion, because I feel like we're the kicker sometimes of the team. but that said, there is other side of the coin. And this is something I talk about, a lot, is there tends to be okay, starters can go five. Like some guys are identified, like you are a five, you cannot pitch to a lineup three times. Right. And when you're young, if you're like 22, 23, and you get to the fifth inning and you're just always under the assumption you're going to come out of the game no matter what, you tend to lose that like fighting through adversity.
The edge.
Yeah. And so like, if you want to get your next Jacob deGrom, for example, a guy who, you know, even if he's in the eighth inning facing a team, he's still your best arm. Right. He's still like, even at that point, he's still one of your best pitchers, which is what your ace is supposed to be. You still want him out there in the eighth. He can set up for himself and he can close for himself. Right. You're going to, those guys, if they're in the minors, if they're not getting the opportunity to do that, how are they going to learn to do it? Right. So there is a fine line, I think, that needs to be straddled here. And that needs to be thought of, because it's very much going to get to the point where there's some teams like just are like, yeah, well, you know what? We're not even going to have starters anymore. You're like, yeah. I don't think, you know. Well, I mean, I guess if that's what you're going to do, you just got to carry way more pitchers. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to do that. That means everyone's just as valuable as each other, right? Everyone has opportunities. I think that that's, if you want those young stars to come up and be those, you know, Cy Young caliber players, you know, they have to have the opportunity to go through adversity in that sixth, seventh inning in a major league game. And I'm fortunate that I had the opportunity to do that before this kind of wave hit in 15 and 14 and 15. And I started to come into my own, and a lot of the things I learned about myself as a pitcher, I learned in those opportunities, and I was able to take that to the pen with me. And I hope, and I hope that a lot of young guys get that opportunity to show their mettle in those middle innings when they're not supposed to be successful, and they can be, and they find a way to do it.
Yeah, no, well, Trevor, you talk about the adversity. Trevor May is on the line with us here, WFAN New York City. Yeah, you started off as a starter coming up, and then you were with the Twins. You had the Tommy John. You became a one of the best relievers in the game, and now you're a New York Met. It's very interesting right now. You take a look at the Mets pitching coach. You actually played with the guy. Jeremy Hefner was one of your teammates just a couple of years ago. How is that, knowing that you had someone who was in the locker room with you who's now also your coach? It has to make the transition easier, no?
Yeah. Actually, his relationship with me was he had just retired. He was in the analytics department. So in 2018 with the Twins, in 2017, I was Tommy John, so I would be actually in there just kind of watching him work, but I wasn't playing. And a lot, we came to call him Weapon, because he was the guy we went to for our scouting reports, and he would help lead that kind of stuff. And then he became the bullpen coach, I believe, in 18 and 19. So I was out there with him every day. I've watched Hef kind of come into his own as a coach, and I'm excited to be part of what he's got going over here. I know he knows what he's doing. I know that I can be straight up with him, and he'll be honest with me, and it's really easy to buy into a system and buy into a plan when you guys feel like you're on the same page immediately. And I feel like that's a relationship we had. So I'm excited to see how that progresses and how it progresses with all the other guys in the staff. It's all about just doing our jobs on a day-to-day basis and getting the best information you can to your guys so that they can make best decisions they can when they're on the mound. And that is very much his mission. And, I'm excited to move forward.
Well, that's cool, Trevor. You certainly have an ally. Now, I have to ask you, coming over from the Minnesota Twins, you faced off against one of the newest and more exciting New York Mets right now, Francisco Lindor, when he was with the Indians. for Met fans, when you had to face this dude in the batter's box, what was your thought process and what can Met fans look forward to every day in and out with Francisco?
Well, the guy plays super incredibly hard, and he's always having fun. You know, he's got the smile that he's known for. He's been a winner. He's been part of a group that kind of came into to an organization that wasn't the top of the division. And then because he was part, because he came on and they had Jose Ramirez join and a bunch of young guys come up and then start, and Kluber and all those guys, he's part of that kind of renaissance over there. So he knows how to win. And Carrasco is part of that too. So we got them both. He led that team to a World Series and has been part of a very competitive team for a lot of years, even if they, you know, lost some guys and they were still competitive just because, you know, they had him there. So he's going to be a huge pickup for this team. The same with McCann and myself. We've all been on teams where we watched a bunch of a core of young guys who were so during a rebuild come up and then translate into a good team. And we're all kind of at that peak where we're coming off being really competitive, either winning our division or being close. Cause it's been a battle between us and the two teams that they were both on, last couple of years, with the Twins. So like we were all battling each other and now we're all joining forces. So it's super exciting, but having Frankie around, he's great defensively. He's a great hitter. He's tough to, you can't strike him out. I'm a big strikeout guy. I've faced him, seems like 1,000 times. And when I needed a big strikeout, I wasn't necessarily able ever to get it, but, it was all just about getting him out. I go after strikeouts with 90% of the guys I face. He's not one of them. So he's just not a guy that's going to get you success on. So he's going to battle. He's going to give you those long at bats. He's going to hit guys in, and he's just going to add to an already lethal lineup of guys. It's going to be not fun to face him. And it's going to be really nice to say for the fourth straight year that I get a pitch behind a lineup that is probably top three in baseball. So this is really exciting.
Trevor May is on the line with us, WFA in New York City. Trevor, you talk about the lineup. We can look at the pitching. We can look at the bats. There's going to be an expectation for the squad to go out there and compete for World Series. Have you ever felt this way before on any of your previous stops?
Yeah, I mean, you got it. You have to go into the season knowing that is your ultimate goal. I mean, I understand some teams you're in a rebuild, whatever, but you know, crazy stuff happens. Something happened in the Premier League recently where a team that got up to the Premier League for the first year and then they won it that year. Like, it's happened, right?
Yeah.
So you got to believe. It's just, what's the point if you don't, right? But
I like that. You're a New York Met already. You got to believe.
You got to believe. Like, you already know. I don't. There's a lot of people out there like, yo, I don't like sports unless my team wins every game. You're like, well, what is the fun? You know, that's not the way that the life works. So you got to go up. You got to believe, and you got to enjoy yourself, and you got to really enjoy those wins when you get them. But on paper, this team is just, it's primed and ready to go. It's just all going to be about staying healthy, staying on the field. That's what it comes down to, especially in baseball. You lose a couple big bats or a big arm, and that completely changes your season. So, you know, it's all going to be about staying healthy, identifying your job on a day-to-day basis and doing it to the best of your ability. And then everyone being on the same page there. And it's just rinse and repeat. It's that simple. We got the talent. We got Frankie and Polar Bear, and I can start just naming Thor. I can just name all the nicknames. I hope I get a nickname. This seems to be a theme here. We got all these guys.
Mazer, no, that's just really on.
It's been Lurch. I'm not a serious guy, man. They call me Lurch. I'm just a big hulking guy who just kind of lumbers around. So I was called Lurch all the way through the minors. But we'll see. We'll see if the Mets fans give me anything new. Mazer's my DJ name. One of them. One of the many. But you know, I'll take whatever it is, even if it's making fun of me, man. I'm used to rolling with the punches. So we got to go out. We got to get the job done. It's that simple. And just do everything you can at the end of the day to bring it home. But you know, it's New York. New York expects to win. You know, it's unlike any other place. If I would be lying and saying that the draw of the big market and the fans, I feel like it's they deserve it. It's been a while. We got that other team that we got to hear about all the time. Everyone's got it. Not only that, I just played for the Twins, guys. I just want you to know that I know all about it, and I grew up a Mariners fan. So
you hate the Yankees, I'll say it. Go ahead.
Everybody, okay. Yeah, you know, and it's weird to say that for current players because you never know, right? You just might be on the team tomorrow. So, but I grew up, you know, they are who they are. They know who they are. They play it up. So And it's going to be a lot of fun playing them a bunch this year because we match up with these as well, them being a rival. So I think we play them like 8 times.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Trevor. Listen, I got to ask you. Yeah, you're in New York City. You're a Met now, but you signed in just an unbelievable time. This is a once in a lifetime, let's hope, situation with the pandemic, etc. You signed in 2020, shortened season. Here we are in 2021. Rob Manfred says, okay, we'll have a normal spring training. Do you feel kind of shorted? Like, have you even had a full New York experience outside of, you know, having your physical since you signed with the Mets?
Not as a Met, no. Actually, I have a sister that's lived in Brooklyn for, I think, 17 years now. My brother lived there for a decade. I've actually spent a lot of time in New York City in my life, more so than most people probably from the Northwest have. But that said, that doesn't not going to compare to playing for one of the teams there. So yeah, there's going to be times where I'm like, this is a whirlwind. There's so much. And like I said, there's not a lot going on in the city. I've been told that by every single person I talked to. They're like, you think it's great. It's not even close. And I get that. But you know, hopefully I got 2 years, things can start to ramp back up. You know, thank God we got the vaccine rolling now. A lot of people, you know, over time, it's going to start to do its job. So that's really encouraging. I'm optimistic. And it's taken a day by day, man. I learned last year that you got to roll with the punches. It was just every day, new protocol, new thing, new in your face. It was really hard to think about baseball sometimes. And I'm looking forward to just kind of going out, looking around me, seeing all the guys, knowing the protocols. We got that locked in. We know what we're doing. We just did it. We did it for a whole year. And just playing ball, and just getting the job done. It's just try to keep it as simple as possible. Let's just go get the job done, have a good time. And you know, when we get fans in, we get fans in. When we can sign autographs again, we'll sign autographs again. When we can go eat out, we'll go eat out. But until then, just like, let's focus on doing the thing, taking advantage of the things we can control and winning some ball games.
Listen, Trevor, I know there are a lot of folks that can't wait to sit up in Citi Field and watch you run out the bullpen and hopefully shut things down. So hopefully that comes sooner than later. Those are real live human beings. Trevor May is here with us on WFAN Sports Radio. Trevor, man, I know you're big online. Fan-controlled football. This is a new league. You got a team, the Zappers, with Menery, The Voice. Richard Sherman has a team, and Quavo from Migos has a team. What is fan-controlled football?
It's what you wish playing in the backyard with your buddies could be, full contact. So we got fans taking control of everything from branding, colors, which we've all voted on. The Zappers, I didn't choose that one. Everyone voted against me. Orange and yellow, I didn't choose that one. Everyone voted against me. Our hashtag is Get Zapped. I didn't choose. I actually put one in the pool. They didn't choose that one. They chose Get Zapped. So basically what's happening is just don't, whatever Trevor wants, just don't do that. So what I'm going to be doing is live streaming these games. You can watch on Twitch. There will be the games from the official account. There will be myself also streaming. I think the other guys are all going to stream the games from their own channels as well. You can use a widget inside the app and vote on the plays. There's going to be voting on like who's going to start that week. There's going to be four games. Four, we all play each other once, and then there's the playoffs. If you love fantasy football, you love NFL, you love, you know, basketball, whatever it is. If you love sports, you love playing fantasy sports, and you wish you had more control over what was happening on the field, now you do. So it's that simple. It's going to be a ton of fun over time, man. If you're right a lot, if you make good decisions, you get like a rating, and your vote gets weighted heavier when you start to vote for plays. So you like, over time, if you are right enough, you can literally become a coach, which is super cool. It's going to be, I mean, some of these things we're doing is probably not going to work, but some's going to work too. So it's going to be an interesting opportunity from a business standpoint to flesh a lot of this stuff out. We got Johnny Manziel's our quarterback, man. It's we got a lot of star power, a lot of oomph on the old Zappers. And, you know, me and Bob don't really take ourselves too seriously. We're going to be a lot of joking, a lot of goofing around, hyping it up, and you can go to fcf.io and register so that you can use the app, that is. And it's that easy. It's like email, name, pick a team, and you're ready to roll come opening day.
I'll tell you something, man. I wish that the New York Jets were a fan controlled team. They'd be better off than being owned by the guys who have the Q-tips. But you don't got to worry about crappy ownership. You're here with Daddy Warbucks, Steve Cohen, man. Trevor, congratulations one more time on joining the Mets. Can't wait to see you, meet you, watch you play in person. Where can people keep up with you as you Twitch stream, as you own a fan control football team, and as you pitch for the Metropolitans?
I am Trevor May on every single platform except Instagram. That's TrevMay65 because I'm terribly afraid of losing my verification check. So, because you change it, it goes away for a while, and a lot of my self-worth is attached to it. So I can't get rid of that. But I'm Trevor May on Twitch, Twitter. I have two YouTube channels. One's based around baseball. If you're interested in learning about, you know, the ins and outs of making pitch decisions and all kind of stuff, I do like a little series on Trevor May baseball. So I got a lot of cool stuff out there. Just search my name. I'm probably on that platform, even TikTok. I'm a 31-year-old that makes TikTok videos too.
I can speak for a lot of fans here in New York City and Met fans in particular. We can't wait to see you out on the mound. We've been chatting it up with one of the newest New York Mets, Trevor May, right here on WFAN New York City. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.